Thank you so very much. We had so many requests that are... I got one somewhere. I just like to look for her. Charlie doesn't even use a plectrum. He's just seeing if he's got one that I can borrow. We really appreciate you asking for songs we've recorded. They're the ones we know the titles to. To do this, you know, day before yesterday, when Fuzzy's parents came down here, I'd never met them before, but I knew exactly who they were. And it reminded me of something that happened just last month. I had mentioned this, for 2 or 3 years we'd been doing this song, and I always had to think of something when you do these songs that take you, you know, into the graveyard, because you can go to that well and come up dry if you don't really mean it. And I always believe it ain't really a great compliment to say the audience is smarter than me, but I always have believed it, and you can't fool the audience. They know when you don't really mean it, and so you try to think of things. And I remember, just like I remember when John Kennedy was shot the day I met Everett Snap. I can't tell you how many years ago, but it was 6 or 7 years ago. It was in the middle of July, and I was making hay on the ground because couldn't find no kids in the county to work. And it was about 100 degrees, and in case there might be one or two people here, it's not a farmer. When you make hay on the ground, first you mow it, and then you ted it, and then you rake it, and then you got to go back in the field with your baler, and that's when you could use some help. See, because like in the old days when people would make a lot of hay in this country, then they would have the baler, and then a wagon was hooked onto it, and if kids wasn't too lazy to work, those bales would cough out of there, and they'd stack them on the wagon. You could drive it back to the barn. But now, if a farmer wants to make a square bale, he basically has to do all that first stuff, and then you go into the field with the baler, and you let all the bales drop on the ground, and you go back to the barn, hook up a wagon, and you pull it back in the field, and you jump off a tractor and throw 3 or 4 bales up there, and then you go on and get to where you got about as many as you can throw, and then you climb up on the wagon and stack them, get a little more room out front. And I was doing this on July day, had one wagon full and about another half wagon. I was dragging these bales up there. This old man, about 70 years old, in bib overalls, come walking across the field in that July sun, said, "You look like you could use some help." He said, "You go ahead and get on the tractor, I'll work the wagon." And of course, I was afraid Pete Cockendall would come by from Bluegrass Unlimited to take a picture of that. But take a guy like Everett Snap, the best you can do is take turns with him. And ever since then, I've been making hay for him. He feels like hay ought to cost what it did in 1959. And thank God for bluegrass music and the Winter Hawk Bluegrass Festival. I can sell it to him at that price. You couldn't. I kind of feel like you all are helping keep the price of that hay down forever, too. 2 years ago, he come by and he said, "You know, my daughter's real mad at me." I said, "Well, how come?" He said, "Well, you know, when my wife was in the hospital, she begged me to take her home so she could die at home, because if she stayed in the hospital to die in comfort," and I was kind of blown away by the phrase, "die in comfort," but this was the operative thing. He said, "We would lose our farm." I never forgot that. We would lose our farm. He still refers to it as their farm. And so he took her home, and she passed away there. But here was a man who had worked every day of his life, every single day, sometimes 12, 14 hours a day. Farmer don't take no vacation. Didn't have no access to health care.